My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Jeff Bezos responsible for Davin getting laid? Listen and enjoy.
She laughs. She asks how I'm doing. I go, I'm tired but good. How are you? She goes, I'm fine, honey, but I need you to kindly do me a favor if you don't mind.
Here we go.
Here
it comes.
I'll tell you what. These women do come to me for favors.
You know, are you the Don?
I am the Don. I go, oh. She goes, got a notification a few minutes ago that I have 5% of my data left, so I want you to kindly help me get an Amazon gift card from any store around you. Oh. Oh. Damn it. Damn it. I hate when you guys are right. I thought this one was different, but you guys in your cynical ways, you may have had a point.
She is different. They usually want an iTunes card.
This one wants an Amazon card.
No, I'm so disappointed. I thought it was true love.
I thought so, too. But you know what? I'm sure this is legit.
Sure.
Now, while we have a slight pause, now it's interesting. People in the chat, you know, people that follow the show, where is Davin going to go right now? Is he going to give, you know, is it going to be the card? Is it going to be something in lieu of the card? Is it going to be another form of currency that might work better than a card? Because we've seen the pattern go with Belinda, we've seen it with Jane, so I wonder where we're going here.
I feel fake Davin will hurry in and send the money right away. Send the Amazon card right away. I feel that's the way it's going to go.
My money is on a yak being involved in some way.
Ooh, Pip, was that on the betting line? Did we have yak on the betting line?
Yeah.
Since we're betting on the weather, I'm betting on yak.
Always bet on, you know what they say, always bet on yak.
Because yes. Once you go yak, you never go back.
That's true.
A little laugh.
I go, I don't even know where I am at the moment. She goes, where are you, baby? Where'd you go? I go, it appears I am in some girl's bed. I'm guessing.
What?
Yes, I go, it appears I'm in some girl's bed. I'm guessing that because there is a girl in bed next to me asleep. But I have no recollection of who she is and how I got here.
All right, 20s Joe Curry.
Really? Now I know somebody's not listening to this show tonight. You've gotten very brazen the past 2 weeks, my friend. This quarantine has brought out your balls and has made someone else go into hiding. You best hope she does not have a quiet moments of podcast, my friend, or there'll be a lot of conversations when you two can finally reunite.
Enjoy your freedom.
So I don't believe anybody had fake Davin saying he was in bed with another woman.
No.
Do you like that?
Yeah, yes. Very good twist. But you know what? My whole thing is I don't think she could care less because she is going to be very understanding because she wants that Amazon card.
Yeah, but she loves me and doesn't want me to break her heart. So I think she's going to care, Joe.
No, I think she's going to get over it really quick.
She goes,
Amazon card will cheer her right up.
That's what I do. That's how I bribe all my bitches. An Amazon gift card, and I can bang anybody. It works out well. It's good. It's good to be fake, Davin.
Thank God for Jeff Bezos.
Yes, thank God for Jeff. Jeff Bezos is directly responsible for fake Davin getting laid. Thank you, Jeff.
There you go.
Maybe a philanderer has thanked Jeff Bezos.
She goes, what are you doing with her? I go, right now, nothing. She's asleep. I'm not Bill Cosby, you know.
Oh! Bet she doesn't have any idea what that means.
You're absolutely right. She goes, who's Bill Cosby? This woman cannot be American. I feel like her story is starting to fall apart, kids. I feel like she's not who she claims.
A little bit.
Very disappointing. I go, oh, Lacey, how can you not know who he is? Don't you remember Ghost Dad?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Obvious Reference.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Spur of the moment. You try to write like that. Good
Holy
stuff.
Holy cow, you went total back catalog on that one. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm into ghosts.
Yeah, that's what I would like.
She goes, I don't baby. She goes, are you going to help me out in the morning? So you guys might have, she does not seem as phased as I would have, yeah.
Aha, just to my point several minutes ago.
Yeah.
That was my point several minutes ago. She wants to think she can care less. She wants that card.
I go, maybe, if I can find my pants.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.